Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wake.
Joining me right now is the man on the chart, looking at three stocks in 3 minutes, moving on news, Zach Meir. All right, Zach.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, fella, so what's happening? Do you know what? I had a quick look at Berkeley Energia on Vox there. You put a little chart there, and I'm in those, and I'm thinking they very rarely have pullbacks. But at the moment, they're having a pullback, and I thought, I'm just going to jump in. I bought a little, I put a limit order a little bit lower as well for a bit more. What do you reckon? Where's the pullback coming to, Zach? BKY.
Well, we have that in June. It was down to the 50-day line. There was then around, 32, 33. Dipped towards the 50-day line in last month as well, towards 35. And so I suppose now I'm looking for 42, which is where the 50-day line is. And that, you know, from here down to 42 is probably the technical place to
okay,
go.
Okay, well, we're charting off piece there, because that's not one of the three stocks. So our first one, Ariane Silver, they've secured the exclusive right for 120 days to evaluate gold and silver tailings at the project held by Tierra Nueva Mining Limited. So AGQ. Anything happening on the chart there, Zach?
You're really good at Spanish, aren't you? The support there towards, it's probably not rocket science on this one, support there towards 0.85, I'd really be waiting for the shares to break the 50-day average at 0.98 before getting too excited. So it looks like a bit of a dead situation, which I try and avoid.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get too excited then. Strat Aero, you missed this yesterday. It came out in the afternoon. Aero is the ticker. The UK's Civil Aviation Authority has signed Strat Aero National Qualified Entity status. They've granted them that status, which means they can do stuff with drones and stuff. Aero, what do you reckon, Zach? They jumped up yesterday massively. 100%, over 100%, I think.
Yes, I thought that actually they could do whatever that was already, but obviously that was not the case. 50-day average at 0.64, that was broken with a vertical push, yesterday's vertical push, which is a good start. I think the key now will really be how much of the gains of yesterday the share's going to hold. They've given back about 10% of them already. I would say old peak of last month, 0.83, is now going to be the main support for the shares. Above that, I think we could get back to 1.2 to 1.3, but it really needs consolidation of that move yesterday. So at the moment, it's a bit of a wait and see.
Okay, and the last one, a good little ticker here, GDP, which is gold plat. In a trading update, they've stated the strength of gold price, coupled with the reduction in the value of sterling, have contributed to a strong financial performance for the end of year. And so they're up a bit today. What do you reckon on the chart, though? GDP.
GDP, a gap through the 50-day moving average. You know I like my gaps through the 50-day moving average. That is at 5.98. So while we're above that, I'm looking for the top of it, a rising October trend channel at 8 pence. Any dips towards the 50-day line, currently regarded as a buy opportunity, so that's between 6.5 and 6. Looks to be the place to go for Goldplat. The other point to note is that the shares have been above the 200-day moving average at 4.79 pence for a long, long time. In fact, they've been above there for the last year, which is in itself a very good signal. So I like that situation as a long-term play, the gold price notwithstanding.
Marvellous. Thank you, Zach. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.